Here he is, the renowned baseball insider, Andy Carboni. Andy, welcome.
Happy to be back once again, Bill.
Andy, the Red Sox are winning, the Angels are losing. What's going on here? Tell us what's the latest news with the team.
It's a tale of two cities, that's for sure, Bill. The Red Sox on a roll at this point. Last night in Anaheim, Sox made it six wins in a row as Christian Vasquez's RBI single in the top of the 10th gave them a 6-5 victory in 10 innings. Angels have now lost a franchise record 13 games in a row, and they fired their manager, Joe Maddon, prior to yesterday's game. Red Sox now 29-27, two games over the 500 mark. I never thought we'd see the day. They're in fourth place in the AL East, but still 11.5 games behind the Yankees, even with this winning streak. But the Sox do hold the third and final wild card spot at this point in the American League. They have a game and a half lead over the White Sox. So the Sox and Angels, they play game three of the four-game series in Disneyland tonight. 9:38, your first pitch. Nathan Eovaldi on the mound.
Well, Andy, the skies are brighter this week for the team than they were a week ago, despite being 11.5 games out.
It's certainly amazing. After we talked, they've just gotten on a roll. They said, we're going to fix that Carboni guy, and we're going to start winning games so we don't have to listen to him complain every week on the Baseball Insider.
Yeah, he's a negative Nancy. All right, so what's happened since we last talked? Late last week.
Well, on Friday of last week, Xander Bogaerts set a franchise record for games played at shortstop, passing Everett Scott with 1,094 games at the position. Sox won that game 7-2, and Xander led the way with a home run and three RBIs. Red Sox then swept the weekend series in Oakland, making it four wins in a row at the time. On Monday, Michael Walker tossed a complete game three hitter. Red Sox blanked the Angels 1-0 for their fifth straight win. And, of course, we already went over last night's sixth straight win. So can the Red Sox keep it up going forward on this West Coast road trip, which generally always is a problem for the Red Sox? But so far, so good.
Hey, Andy, just a fast question. What is wrong with the Angels?
Well, there's a lot of things wrong, and what really comes to the forefront for the Angels at this point is the starting pitching. They really don't have a true number one starter. That has been a major issue. Their bullpen has been a mess this year. And, you know, despite having Mike Trout and Shohei Ohtani, some of their other key bats in the lineup have come down with injuries in the last few weeks, so it's kind of just all coming together on a bad note for the Angels at this point.
Yeah, that can happen. All right, but we know what does happen on Nesson Plus afternoons. What is happening today? It'll be a win, but what's happening?
Yes, another win coming away at 3 o'clock on Nesson Plus, a game from June 8th of 2004. The San Diego Padres make their first ever trip to Fenway. Pedro Martinez tosses 8 shutout innings, strikes out 8. Red Sox blank the Padres 1-0.
What were you doing 18 years ago today? Okay, now, Andy, what's going on around Major League Baseball? What can you share with us a few highlights?
Well, as I mentioned yesterday, the Angels fired manager Joe Maddon. They replaced him with third base coach Phil Nevin. And after we spoke last week, the Phillies decided to make the first managerial move of the season. They let Joe Girardi go after 3 years at the helm. Bench coach Rob Thompson, he's going to be the interim manager for the rest of the season.
Any other notes from the league?
Yes, we have two bizarre injuries last week for the New York Mets. Shortstop Francisco Lindor, he fractured the tip of his finger getting it caught in his hotel room door. Then pitcher Max Scherzer's pitching hand got bit by his dog.
Man, I hate when that happens, huh?
Oh, wow.
Yes, not a fun day walking the dog, that's for sure.
You know, that can happen. I mean, you're traveling around, unfamiliar rooms, doors. Oh, man. Gosh.
Yeah, all kinds of crazy things going on. But the Mets still have a nice, healthy lead in the National League East, so they can ride the wave, and they should be okay. But they did have another key injury last night as they're slugging first baseman Pete Alonso. He got hit in the hand with a pitch last night. X-rays proved negative in terms of anything broken, but he is now going for an MRI. See if there's any other kind of damage in his hand. So we'll have to see how that all plays out as well.
Well, Andy, let me wrap it up with one last question for you. I asked you what's wrong with the Angels. So six in a row, series sweeps and so on going on with this team. What's right with the Red Sox? Is it all pitching and hitting? Which is pretty much it, yeah.
Nice, pitching and hitting, that's what you need. But obviously it is a combo of everything at this point, but you really have to take a look at the starting pitching. It has really been strong recently. No doubt about it. You had the complete game shutout from Michael Walker back on Monday. Another good performance from Nick Pivetta in Oakland over the weekend. And, you know, that's the key right now. Rich Hill pitched well over the weekend, too. So you know, they're getting some solid starting pitching. The bullpen has been okay. You know, it's still no set roles back there. It's kind of a mishmash as to who's going to come in certain situations, but they really haven't hurt the team recently. And the bats have been steady, you know, for a while now. It's well beyond this six-game winning streak. You remember the Sox did have another long winning streak last month, so the bats are coming right along. So that wasn't really a concern from this team even going into the season that they would score runs. The question, of course, is always the pitching. But so far, the starting pitching has held up a lot better than people expected.
Well, things do look better overall. You're right, Andy. And finally, I'll just add this, that let's see what they're doing in July 1. All right? They got to get this 11.5 stuff down a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
You do have to cut that down, and you can't, you know. But again, with the thankfully, there's an extra wild card spot to play with, so that's something to always look at. But you know, the Yankees have been on fire since opening day, so we'll see how things play out. Two more games in Anaheim, then you have the weekend series in Seattle, and the Red Sox come home to play the A's, Cardinals, and Tigers as we get toward the end of the month. And you know, we'll see what happens on your prediction for July 1st as to where they stand.
You got it. All right. There he is, Baseball Insider Andy Carboni. I'm Bill Newell on MSONewsports.com.